pointing the way to local cultural attractions like Center in the Square, the Farmers Market, and the Taubman Museum, perhaps, or to the Mill Mountain Star and the nearest greenways. As part of a regional wayfinding campaign, there could be new signage posted downtown before the end of the year. Jamie Clark is with Downtown Roanoke Incorporated.
Something that we've been working on for quite a number of years, trying to get implemented. You know, we are excited to see some of the signs start coming up. I think we're going to tackle some pedestrian signage first, so that people, as people are walking around, they'll have a little bit easier time, you know, finding where attractions and everything are.
The Downtown Roanoke signage is the opening salvo in a regional campaign that will total anywhere from $1 million plus to $3 million in the greater Roanoke Valley, depending on how much money each locality wants to spend on uniform yet unique signage in some ways, and if they want to extend the wayfinding program to welcoming highway monuments. Gene Morano, WFIR News.